Joining us now for the very first time on 2HD is the new Labor leader in New South Wales, leader of the opposition, Michael Daly. Good morning, Michael.
G'day, Richard. How are you?
Good, thank you. Congratulations, by the way, on your election and certainly the way you're standing in the polls at the moment from that one on the weekend. Things are looking pretty good for Labor in New South Wales, Michael.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. I'm actually having fun. It's the best job in the world, being a Member of Parliament, particularly when you represent a beautiful area, as I do, and you know, we've got a very united team, unlike our Liberal Party friends who are having a bit of internal difficulties, if you could put it gently like that. We're really revved up and pleased with the work we've done over 8 years, and we're ready to go to an election.
Well, that's good to hear that you're having fun, and you did reference the Liberals there. I think it's a bit broader than that. Politicians, as you're probably well aware, aren't Australia's most favourite people at the moment. What makes Michael Daly different to the others?
Well, I think one of the things, Kim, that makes me different is the way I came into public life. I didn't join the Labor Party until I was 27. And I didn't get elected to Parliament until I was 39. My first job through the public housing estates of South Maroubra was as a paperboy, and I did that job right through until my HSC, because I loved just mixing with ordinary people and seeing working families that got up every day and went to work and struggled to get kids to school and all those things. I formed a real affinity with ordinary people, and then when I left school, I became a customs officer. I worked at the waterfront and the airport, did a couple of stints up in Newcastle, in fact, and and then I paid my way through law school at night. So I didn't come through the normal channels. Not that there's anything wrong with this. People come to various working lives from various directions. I didn't come through the union movement. I didn't come through as a staffer. I didn't come through Labor Party head office. It was ordinary citizens that put me here, and they've kept me here for a long time. They're the ones that I really love.
One thing you did come through, Michael, was Marcellin College at Randwick, which has produced a lot of great footballers, both rugby and rugby league. Michael Checker, I think, is a former Marcellin College at Randwick. A lot of footballers who'd be very interested to know what's going to be happening with football stadiums in Sydney. You've already said publicly that this election coming up in March will be a referendum on stadiums. But for people outside of Sydney, is that really a big issue?
Well, I'm finding, Richard, that people in the regions are two or three times as cranky as this Sydney stadiums issue as people in Sydney are. I've been out and about all last week. I was with Martin Rush up in Dungog. I was up and down the coast. Tomorrow I'm heading Lismore, Ballina, Tweed. And I'm finding that people in the regions are giving me a very, very strong message. Look, we're forgotten out here by this government. We've been ignored and insulted. And you think that with the state of our hospitals that need more investment, the fact that we've got no air conditioning in schools and demountables, you think we want to spend $2.2 billion of our money on a stadium we'll never walk into, completely knocking three of them down and then completely knocking, rebuilding the three of them while we are getting underinvestment here? Yeah, 100%. I think I'm on the side of the angels with this one.
And whilst we're on big, big spends, the fast train and yet another study that was announced yesterday. Look, we've had a lot of feedback on the show this morning about it. Do you think it's just an election stunt? Will we ever see this train?
Not. I made a speech about this a few weeks ago about how Sydney was growing and forecast its growth over the next decade. There's no way a state government can afford this by itself any day of the week. Impossible. Unless a federal government pipes in with the lion's share of the money, it will not happen. And look, I'm a pretty easygoing fella, but I have to be honest with your listeners. When I saw the Premier talking about this on the news last night, I got a bit hot under the collar, because she's just taking the people of the regions in New South Wales. She must think they're fools. She's building a light rail in Sydney now. It's 12 kilometres long. It's the biggest infrastructure disaster the country has ever seen, and I'm not exaggerating. Have a look at it. I mean, if you can't get a tram to go from Coogee into the city, and now you're talking about a 300 kilometre train, a train 300 kilometres an hour going from Sydney to Newcastle. She must think you're all idiots up there in the Hunter, really.
Mind you, if we ever did have a very fast train, I think they're predicting it would take 45 minutes to get from Newcastle to Sydney. I'd be very much in favour of that. But yeah, well, look, Anthony Albanese, who's a member of your party, but at the federal level, he's been banging the drum about this one for a long time. I mean, a lot of people would say at least it's a step in the right direction, Michael.
No, it's misleading people. Look, I've been banging the drum about those transport projects too. I'd love to see them happen, but they can't happen without a massive injection of funding from the federal government. And the federal government's nowhere on this. So
yeah.
if the Premier had said, look, we're just going to have a look at it, we'll sit down with the feds, and this is my approach if I become Premier, we'll have a look at it, we'll start identifying the routes, I'll sit down and talk to Bill Shorten and Anthony Albanese if they're elected as well, and we'll start to talk about the long-term plans for it. But for her to say, we will start building it in the next term of government, that's just completely and utterly untruthful,
right.
And she knows it.
Yeah. 18 to 8 on 2HD, I guess, the new Labor leader of the opposition in New South Wales, Michael Daly. I was looking forward to going to a lunch a few weeks ago when the then leader of the opposition, Luke Foley, was going to present his vision for the Hunter. Do you, admittedly, you've only been in the job a short time, do you have a vision for the Hunter, Michael?
Look, the Hunter is a series of communities, Richard. There's no sort of one Hunter community. And what people want from a government, firstly, they want to be respected. And respect means consulted on their own communities. And the thing I don't like about this government is they make all of their decisions behind closed doors in Sydney, and the bankers are there, the merchant bankers are there, the financiers, the lawyers, the consultants, the stadium builders, the toll builders. There's never anyone in the room representing the ordinary citizen, and they've been done over so many times. And the common theme with this government is every time they make a mistake, it costs the ordinary citizen in some way or another. My vision for the Hunter is that firstly, if I'm elected, I'm already been out there, I'm going to continue to get out there. I'll respect people, I'll listen to their views, I'll ask them what they want, and I know what they want. They want the ordinary services that they pay for and expect from government, good health services, good schools, a maintenance backlog in schools, $600 million. There are demountables, children learning from demountables with no air conditioning. And there needs to be more investment in these basic things in the Hunter. And I'll tell you, one of the things I will concentrate carefully on is trying to rebuild TAFE. The biggest thing you could do to stifle a regional economy, and the Hunter is the biggest regional economy in the nation, the thing you could do most to hurt something would be to stifle the education system. And what this government has done to TAFE is just a horrible thing. And that's the feedback I get from all over the Hunter. Our children can't go and do the courses we want in TAFE. And it's just the basic, respectful things that citizens deserve every day.
Thank you very much for having a chat with us this morning. Good luck in March of next year. No doubt we'll be talking to you again before then, but if we don't talk to you before Christmas, I hope you and your family have a safe and a happy Christmas, Michael.
Yeah, you too, and all your listeners as well.
Good
Thank
on you.
You.
Thank you. Michael Daly, new Labor leader, New South Wales opposition leader on 2HD. It's 16 to 8 now, Wednesday morning.